Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
Well, Clash of Champions is upon us. Don't think about it, Larson.
What are we doing here?
We're doing here.
We're supposed to be over there, but we're right here.
We're doing new old things on the channel.
Is that a
production
tease or something? Maybe.
Anyways, maybe. Clash of Champions, WWE's big every title on the line pay-per-view is coming right up. Tomorrow, we're going to be doing our live reactions right here on the channel, youtube.com/StevenLarson. Be sure to check that out. But in the meantime, what do we always do, Larson?
Predictions,
that's right. With absolutely no stakes on the line, we're going to predict how these pay-per-views can go.
Apart from one or two matches, I don't feel that great about any of them.
I feel terrible. I feel awful about these picks. My confidence point, I might lose just...
Or you might do really well. It could go either way. Nonetheless, let's get to it. Let's see how absolutely wrong or good we are. That's going to be obnoxious noise. Kicking things off, probably on the kickoff show for the Cruiserweight Championship. You got the champion, Drew Gulak, taking on challengers, Humberto Carrillo.
Very handsome.
And Lince Dorado. Mm. This is a match I feel most confident in.
Yes.
Drew will retain. Lince pinned him on 205 Live, therefore Lince has zero chance of pinning him at the pay-per-view.
Yeah.
And odds are that Lince is going to be the one that's going to eat the pin following a cyclone crash from Drew Gulak.
I agree. I like that you predicted the actual finish of the match right there.
And you still have some unresolved business between Humberto and Lince Dorado. They are on good terms on 205 Live this week, but... You never know. There still might be a little bit of beef.
Maybe we'll give them a nice few to get into. Yeah, I've got Drew Gulak with all 11 of my confidence points. The most confidence I have in any of these matches. Beyond that one, I don't know.
There's a couple more I feel pretty good about.
I don't feel good about any of these.
So, it's too early to put that Cruiserweight title on Humberto Carrillo. It will happen, and it will happen within the next 6 months, but right now it's too early.
I feel like they want Drew Gulak marching into NXT. 205's integration, whatever that means, into NXT. I think they want that title on Gulak.
Could be. Next.
The Raw Tag Team titles.
Just guessing these orders.
Seth. Yeah, that's okay. Seth Rollins, Braun Strowman.
Champions.
Versus Rudolph, Bob Roode, and Dolph Ziggler.
Yeah. Not sure how I feel about this, Steve.
This is going to be like a whole big story, Seth, Braun, Tag Team Champions. Then they're going to fight later on for the Universal Championship. Will the Fiend get involved? There's a lot of moving parts. I went with Rudolph.
Oh.
With two confidence points. I feel like it's just all going to break down. Maybe this is what I really want to see. I want to see Bob Roode doing something a bit more. Maybe it'll solidify him being around on camera more.
He seems much happier these days.
I've got 2 points on Rudolph, that's it.
I have 3, but not on Rudolph.
Ooh, all right.
On Seth and Braun retaining those titles.
Split all right.
I don't feel like we're gonna see the end of this Seth Braun dynamic at Clash of Champions. It's gonna continue. So they gotta be partners as well as having beef with one another.
All right.
So I got 3 confidence points in Seth and Braun. And retain those titles. Don't feel very good about that, though.
Neither of us are very confident in this pick.
You're probably going to win that one.
Next up for the SmackDown Women's Championship, Bayley the champion taking on the challenger, Charlotte Flair.
Yeah.
Again, go
ahead.
I don't have a lot of confidence in this. Bayley beat Ember Moon in the go-home. There is a sort of a stare-down between her and Charlotte at the end of SmackDown. Bayley ate the pin, however, on the previous Raw. So I have Bayley coming away with the SmackDown Women's Tag Title here at Clash of Champions. I probably should actually put more confidence in this, but it doesn't matter. I'm not confident in any of these. I only have 3 confidence points
here.
Wow. Yeah.
I agree with your rationale, your reasoning.
Yeah.
The math seems to indicate that Bayley's going to retain. I'm so sure about it, I have 8 confidence points on it.
Yeah, I probably should have done something like that.
It could have just been 2 confidence points.
Though. I was lost. I was completely lost here. So, because I go from most confidence points to least confidence
Same.
Points, and then sometimes I'll just go up the order and I'll be like 4, 3, 2.
Oh.
If I don't know,
it's like taking a multiple choice test. C.
If
C,
I don't know, C. I just go through the entire thing in order. Next up, the SmackDown Tag Team titles on the line. The challengers, the Revival,
yeah.
taking on the champions who have been nowhere to be found lately. Big E and Xavier Woods, of course, of the New Day.
New Day. I got the Revival picking up the win, but only one confidence point. If they want this feud between Kofi and Randy to continue as advertised for Hell in a Cell,
uh-huh.
some part of FTRKO needs to pick up the win. I'm guessing it's going to be the Revival, but not Randall Orton.
Here's a spoiler alert, Larson. The Revival, the FTRKO, they're going to be draped in gold coming out of this pay-per-view, according to my predictions.
Wow.
And we'll kick off with the Revival. I've got 4 confidence points in the SmackDown Tag Team Championships. Changing hands, the Revival's going to walk away with that gold.
Probably.
Not very confident.
Well, 4 is it? I mean, it's more confident than I am.
It's arbitrary. Next, the Intercontinental Championship is on the line. Shinsuke Nakamura, the champion, The Miz, the challenger. Now, there are two things. There are two things at play that should say Miz walks out as IC champion.
Uh-huh.
Number one, WWE probably doesn't like that the current record holder for the Intercontinental Championship number of reigns is Chris Jericho. And Chris Jericho is what?
AEW champion.
That is correct. The competition's champion. And number two, if you look at the math, last week, Shinsuke Nakamura, even though The Miz picked up the way too easy victory over Andrade, Shinsuke Nakamura blasted him in the head with a Kinshasa.
So tall.
However, I don't care about any of that. This pairing of Shinsuke Nakamura, Sami Zayn, it's too new. He was on commentary. I think they want to roll a Shinsuke as champion for a little bit longer. Maybe at Hell in a Cell, Miz will pick it up. But for right now, I've got Shinsuke retaining with, 7 confidence points. That is probably not good.
Well, I have Miz picking up that title. 6 confidence points could easily just as easily be won. A lot of these are just crapshoots. They're coin flips.
I do appreciate that somebody's got to come out ahead.
Well, and also
decisively,
there's got to be more than just one title change, I feel like, too.
Oh, I have a 1, 2,
well, I'm saying for me.
3. I've got 4.
Wow.
5.
Wholesale title changes.
I've got 5 title changes.
Wow. No, I just, everything you said, if they want to add some, I don't know, some dimension, that's a huge if for them to be, to this Sammy Nakamura pairing.
Yeah.
Have it not exactly work out at the beginning.
Have it be a car wreck, yeah.
Yeah, then have them work things out.
Yeah, that could work.
You know, Sammy's compared himself and Nakamura. Say they're both artists, poets, if you will.
Yeah.
When two creative people engage in collaboration, it doesn't always work swimmingly at the get-go. Sometimes it's a bumpy road before they find some sort of creative harmony.
Sometimes it doesn't work for an entire 10 years. Look at us. Moving on.
Something's worked.
the con has worked. Women's tag team title match. Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross are defending their titles against the
Fire and
Fire
Desire.
That's
Mandy
say,
Rose
the
and Sonya Deville.
Yeah. I have. Mm-hmm. Sorry, go ahead. You go first.
Bliss and Cross are totally retaining those belts. Totally.
Yeah.
I got 10 confidence points on it.
Wow, that many
confidence points.
Yeah. Hold on a second. But what about the math? Last week, this past week,
no,
Mandy
disregard
Rose.
All
none of that. None of that.
Disregard
okay,
all that.
Fair enough.
Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross hold those titles for the while. They might lose them at some point, maybe to Sasha Banks and Bayley, but they're not losing them at Clash of Champions. 10 confidence points.
6. I've got 6 confidence points. Again, fairly arbitrary the number of confidence points are given in some of these
this
matches.
It's all arbitrary.
It's all a mess. Next up, Roman Reigns in one of the only matches.
It is
that
the only non-title match.
Does not feature a title. Roman Reigns is taking on Eric Rowan. Now, had this match taken place prior to, or I'm sorry, had the original story that they wanted to go with played out, I believe this probably would have been a win for Eric Rowan. However, given that they are booking this on the fly, I think Vince is going to revert back to go with what works, win Roman win, Roman Reigns will win, and I've got 10 entire confidence points on that. It's such a bad idea. They are booking Eric Rowan as a deep, deep, strong monster guy.
Yeah.
But it's Roman Reigns. I never bet against him.
This is what I think is going to happen. And I got 5 confidence points on Eric Rowan picking up a shocking win. Here's why. Daniel Bryan is going to try to earn back Eric Rowan's trust and friendship by helping him beat Roman Reigns.
Right.
It accomplishes two things. It furthers the story, and it motivates a match down the line between Roman Reigns and Daniel Bryan, without Daniel Bryan being the one responsible for trying to run him over.
Okay. All right.
So I think that's the end game to this, is have a Reigns-Daniel Bryan program. And the situation they're in now, you can't really get there unless you help Daniel Bryan, unless Daniel Bryan helps Eric Rowan win.
I don't believe there's... I think that at this point, they've reverted back to, like, standard wrestling tropes. They've eliminated any hint of, like, trying to fit story into this. It's just, I'm not anybody's pushover. I'm going to beat you. And so Roman Reigns is going to beat him. That's what I've got.
Eric Rowan, 5 confidence points.
5 confidence points? Okay, I've got 10 on Roman. Next up, the United States Championship. AJ Styles is defending against Cedric Alexander.
Yeah.
The rumor currently making the rounds is that Paul Heyman really loves Cedric Alexander and wants to give him a slow push. I think that it starts at Clash of Champions. Cedric Alexander, I've got 9 confidence points because here's the thing. Cedric is either going to win via DQ from the OC coming in and attacking him or something like that, or he's actually going to win the U.S. title. So, yeah, I got Cedric.
I don't think he's
winning
the U.S. title. I think it's going to be AJ retaining successfully because the OC gets involved, but the ref doesn't catch their interference.
Yeah, that's a good possibility right there.
And then Hopefully. Cedric can show up on Raw and is like, OC, you're in our business. AJ, Hell in a Cell match.
The thing that makes me... Yeah, but here's the thing. And this is one of those situations where a million of these matches could be in Hell in a Cell, but they only ever do like 2.
2, maybe 3.
Yeah.
This next one is already advertised to be... I don't know if it's advertised in Hell in a Cell, but it's advertised at Hell in a Cell. We're talking about your WWE champion, Kofi Kingston, taking on...
Not for long.
Randall Orton. No, Kofi retains 4 confidence points. You can disregard that math. That was a special circumstance at MSG.
That was big, big math. And here's the thing. I think Orton gets that title at the Clash of Champions and then loses it at Hell in a Cell. In Hell in a Cell, why not hot potato the title? I've got 8 confidence points on this.
Kofi's not losing that belt until he drops it to Lesnar on the premiere of SmackDown on Fox. I got 4. Kofi retains.
Orton with 8.
Wow, that's a lot.
I know. I know. I'm most confident in the stuff that I'm least confident in.
Ironic.
Yeah. Anyways, after that we've got Sasha Banks, the challenger. Becky Lynch, champion.
Yeah.
For the Raw Women's Championship.
Uh-huh.
I think Sasha and Bayley begin their 2-man power trip at Clash of Champions. Sasha's picking up that title. I've got 5 confidence points.
I think Becky's going to retain, I think it's going to be due to interference. I don't think she's going to pin Sasha clean. They're gonna milk this feud for all they can.
I've got too much going on for a B-level pay-per-view.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. They're gonna milk this feud for all they can. I don't feel like Becky's dropping the belt yet.
At least I've got 9 confidence points on Cedric Alexander. I feel good about Roman with 10 also. I feel like all the lower level titles could change hands, but none of the top level titles.
Well, let's talk about that. The top prize in all of WWE, at least that's how they want it to be seen. Universal Championship match. You got Seth Rollins taking on the challenger. Braun Strowman. Will Seth get these hands?
No, he's going to walk away as champion, and in fact, I've got an entire confidence point.
Really? I have 7.
1 confidence point.
I got 7 confidence points of Seth retaining. You want to know why?
Why?
They've been advertising Universal title matches between Seth Rollins and one Bray Wyatt.
And that does
For the house matter. Show circuit.
That does not matter. You
think it does matter sometimes.
You think they know at this point who's coming out of that Clash of Champs with the title?
I think they do.
Nah, probably
they
not.
They definitely do. Let's do 1 prop bet.
Okay.
Will we see the Fiend?
Yep.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, but I don't know if he's going to get involved in the title match. I think that'd be too much.
Maybe we'll have a Firefly Funhouse episode.
That's what I was thinking. Something like that.
That could be fun.
Yeah, that could be cool. Anyways, that's it for our predictions for Clash of Champions. It's stacking up. It could be. There's a lot of good potential matches on here. It could be if they keep this damn thing to like 3.5-hour main card.
If they handle it like they did SummerSlam, where it's quick, it's breezy, nothing overstays its welcome. There's not a whole lot of backstage stuff.
It could be fun, man.
As filler, it could be fun.
5-hour pay-per-views are just.
It's too much.
It's a burnout, man. It's a burnout. Anyways, let us know what you guys think in the comments below. Be sure to sub to the channel. Thanks so much for watching. Till next time, we'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.